Joined by Coach Jeremy Slaughter of the Tri-County Girls Basketball Program. Got a victory over Gilman City a week ago. Lost to a really good... Yeah, I haven't heard a lot of specifics about this team, but I know they're playing Mercer on Monday, which is going to be a great mid-January test for both programs. Tyne Avalon got the better of Tri-County on Thursday. Last night, grabbed the bracket here. Tri-County took on South Harrison at Bethany and lost that one 51-37. We're joined here by Coach. First of all, Coach, I know that you really had a hard time as much as anybody around the area with COVID-19 over Christmas and New Year's, and you're telling me you're back to much better health. So we're glad to have you back and away from that horrible virus.
Yeah, it's been an interesting time. You know, as a team, we were in quarantine for about a week there after we played North Harrison, and then we had some girls and myself got COVID the following week, and so we've just had a tough time with practice. Of course, that throws everybody else into quarantine again too. So we had a 3 week period there where we just did not have much time together, and then the snow the week that we did get to practice, the bad weather that cost us a couple of days. So it's been a rough stretch for us, but, you know, we're trying to play our way back into shape. We haven't played very good the last couple of nights, but, you know, you have to give a credit to those teams as well. And, you know, we're just going to keep fighting, and hopefully in the next couple of weeks we can get our legs back and start playing the type of basketball that we're used to.
Yeah, how and where do you see it, Coach, when a team just isn't at the level that they need to be? Yeah, and maybe as you kind of hinted at there, it's more from just they need to get their get their wind back and do a little bit of running and get back into shape. Do you see those things just where they're grabbing the shorts a little bit more in the third and fourth quarter and trying to find their wind late?
Yeah, for example, last night we saw early, you know, South Harrison, similar to Tyne Avalon, they have a lot of size. They have three girls, I think, who are 5'10", which poses some issues for us when we're not a very big team. You know, so we had to jump into our press early to get back into the game. We're just not in good enough shape to be able to press for 32 minutes, and it showed last night. We had some good stretches. But then as we got to the end of the game, it didn't seem like we had anything left in the tank, and South Harrison took advantage of that. And so we moved to the loser's bracket. That's not where we wanted to be. But, you know, hopefully we can come out tomorrow night and play a little bit better and keep getting better each game and find our way back to where we want to be.
Sometimes, too, I know some of the conversation, I keep having this conversation with coaches because nobody had the practice time that they wanted over break due to a variety of reasons. Some of it was just, you know, kids are home for Christmas, and some of it is the virus. But so much of it is, you know, doing that running to get your conditioning back, and some of it is just getting used to having that basketball in your hand and doing basketball things. And that just comes off of, you know, getting back into the gym and getting used to those things again.
Yeah, I think so. You know, when we came out of break, we played against Gilman City. I think, you know, kind of looked like they're having some of the issues that we're having now, and they had a long layoff. And we played well that night and shot the ball well, but you know, and against Tyne and South Harrison, some of that has to do with their length and ability to create some issues, especially when they can get set up in their defense in the half court. We just haven't shot the ball the same, and so there's that part of it too. Some silly turnovers. You know, we haven't ran our offense as effectively as maybe we were early in the season. So there's a lot of things that go into it. And anytime you have long layoffs, I think it creates issues. And you know, we're not the only one, and we know no one's going to feel sorry for us. But right now, we're just trying to focus on doing the little things and get back to doing what made us successful in the last couple of years.
In the process of talking with you and talking with Gilman City today, obviously the Tyne Avalon girls, they're one of those teams that I don't know a ton about other than just looking at scores. And, you know, they took it to you guys 72-26. I know Mercer girls have been beating people pretty handily. They're going head-to-head on Monday. And you're pretty familiar with both programs, Coach. How good is that Mercer-Tyne Avalon girls game going to be Monday night?
I think it's going to be a great game. I think, you know, both teams are very high-level teams in the area. You know, Mercer, obviously, right now they're playing great basketball. Tyne is playing very good. I think you look at them, and it's going to be – I think what it will come down to is which team can maybe shoot the best from the perimeter. You know, Ty and Avalon, they're long and tall almost everywhere except for their point guard, maybe one girl off the bench. You know, so that creates all kinds of issues, and they shot the ball well from outside against us as well. So when you feel like you're not playing well and the other team's playing well, especially when they're a team of that caliber, you see the score that we had on Thursday night. And Mercer, obviously, they have Meineke inside, who's terrific, and their point guard, Rainey, she's excellent as well. And they've got some freshmen who are really doing some good things. So I think that game's going to come down to – I think both teams will be able to score inside. So it'll really come down to who can shoot the ball the best from the perimeter.
Hey, if you win tomorrow, you know you get to play Friday, and that's the goal. You want to play two games here over the next three nights, Wednesday and then Friday. Do you kind of look at this and say, okay, you know, you mentioned earlier you're on the consolation side of the bracket. You don't want to be there. But now if you look at it, say, let's get better. Let's, you know, get ourselves into shape, and let's see if we can win this little four-team tournament and get some momentum into next week. Is that kind of where you refocus with the girls now?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're going to tell them at practice tonight. Just, do you want to practice on Friday or do you want to play a game? And that's kind of how we got to look at tomorrow night. And so, you know, I think for us, we have a stretch of games here that if we play well, we'll have a good chance to win those games. So we need to... You know, we need to come out and try to get a little bit better in practice tonight, especially on the offensive end, and then with our rebounding as well. You know, we've done an okay job rebounding against smaller teams. We've just struggled with the teams with size on that. So, but you know, if we're gonna move where we want or get to where we want to get to at the end of the year, we're gonna have to be able to rebound better. So that's a real area of concern. Definitely playing these games and any game we get this year after the games that we lost before Christmas is, you know, we feel like that's what we want to do. So we don't want to miss out on an opportunity to play on Friday night. So hopefully we'll be ready to go tomorrow night and get a win.
Yeah, Tri-County like to build momentum, as I mentioned earlier. Now we're going to hear this interview coming up with the boys coach, Dylan Lowry. There are three home games coming up next week for Tri-County. You play Northeast Nottoway at 6 o'clock Wednesday night, Coach, in that consolation semifinal. Northeast Nottoway, they struggled against Princeton, especially scoring, falling 36-21. Other than just the score, did you get a chance to see them? Because I don't know, because they did play 3 hours early in you guys last night.
Yeah, I got to see a little bit of it. I think, you know, they're a team that they've had struggles at times to score, and, you know, they're... You know, when they have everyone, they're a team that can be competitive. I think the first half of that game was very competitive, and Princeton was able to pull away later. So it's not a game that we can look past. It's a team that we're going to have to really prepare for, and we're going to have to give a good effort if we're going to get a win tomorrow.
The winner of that game would play 5 o'clock Friday against either East Harrison or North Harrison in the consolation final. Coach, appreciate the time as always. We'll catch up with you next Tuesday. Good luck in the game tomorrow night against the Jays.
Thank you. We always appreciate your coverage.